Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you need the moon and under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, old gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra.
Marvin Miller, you're in grand voice tonight. And hey, get a look at the mighty Stardoll, will you? New suit, new tie, hair all slicked down.
I said Songs by Sinatra.
That's right. I'm supposed to be singing, not quacking. So here go we on the A&T and the SSE.
Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. There's lots of them to travel in for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Jim, you better get that rig. She's got a list of passengers that you ought to dig, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel. There's lots of them to travel in for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Round the bend and out of sight. Well, folks, this is Frank Sinatra, a member of the hoi polloi with no avatapoi. But here, we can't be talking all night. This is a musical show by special request of our fan club, that Boy Scout in the first row balcony up there. Therefore, leave us put the bite on the Pied Pipers. Ow! For some of that harmonious stuff they're noted for. Incidentally, these Pied Pipers are so busy recording this year that they have only time for one radio show. Guess whose? Are they all here? Let's call the roll. Clark Yoakam.
Here.
Al Hopper. Chuck Lowry. June Hutton. Everyone's present from Clark to June.
Right and all go, folks. We'll knock you a tune. Imagine me with my head on your shoulder. And you with your lips getting bolder. A sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy that dream. Imagine me in a gown white and flowery. And you thanking death for my dowry. A church full of folks and the last minute jar. I'll buy that dream.
Then home by rocket in a wink.
We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace.
It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. Imagine me my head on your shoulder, and you get bolder and bolder.
a sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune.
I'll fly that dream. Honeymoon in Cairo, on a gyro, then home by rocket in the wind.
We'll settle down in Tulsa,
and we'll grow another Tulsa. That's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on a first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. Take that, and if it can be had,
yes.
Piper's like a pre-war golf ball that had a wonderful bounce. Uh-oh, a civilian blimp. Hello there, Teuton.
Oh, well, Mr. Sinatra. Mr. Sinatra, I would like to register a complaint.
A what?
I would like to register a complaint.
Well, elucidate, chum.
What'd you say?
I said elucidate.
Oh, you mean elucidate.
Well, you have to excuse me. See, I have trouble with my L's.
Really? You know, I like L's. But here's my complaint, Mr. Sinatra. Look, this morning I'm in my bathtub when my telephone rings. So I climb out, run downstairs, grab the phone and...
Who was it?
Wrong number. So I went back upstairs, climb into the tub and the telephone rings again. I run downstairs, pick up the receiver, and Mr. Sinatra, this will kill you.
Who was it this time?
The telephone company. They want to know, does my phone ring properly?
Well, what's the crutchy? You know, these things always have three times.
Well, I went back upstairs, and by now I'm all burned up. Besides, I'm freezing. I climb back in the tub, and sure enough, the phone rings again. Wing, I say, wing, you old so-and-so. But it wings and wings so I can't stand it any longer. So I climb out of the tub, run downstairs, grab the phone and say, hello. Hello, says a voice. And Mr. Sinatra, was I irritated. Hello, he says. How many times have you seen Anchors Away?
Look, Teuton. Why be irritated? Light and old gold. White, Marvin?
White is Wayne. You'll get comfort and pleasure when you light an old gold, especially today. You know, you can't get pleasure from a cigarette that's hot, harsh, and dry. That's why old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent, which we call apple honey, made from the juice of fresh apples. This helps seal in the natural moisture, helps prevent cigarette dryness.
Hey, you left out something.
What did I leave out?
Wadakia.
Yes, friends, old gold's blend of many choice tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's old gold.
Thanks, Marvin. And Teuton, try and remember this. When little annoyances get you down, why be irritated?
Ah, please, Frankie, don't tell me. Let me guess. White and old gold.
Absolutely. Smile, my honey dear,
kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too. Kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
That was Melancholy Baby.
Wasn't it, though?
Tell me, are you Melancholy Baby?
No, I'm Peggy Lee.
You who?
Peggy Lee.
Well, ain't it the truth? Well, Peggy, what's new?
Well, Frankie, to bring you up to date, I'm not with Benny Goodman anymore.
I know, honey, but don't fret. You still got Axel Starr to him. What else is new, Peg?
Well, I don't know, Frankie. Unless it's my new record of my song, You Was Right.
Oh, sorry. Well, don't plug it, Blondie. Sing it.
You said someday you'd turn the tide, and I'd be laughing on the other side. You was right, baby. Baby, you were so right. You said someday the worm would turn. I had some lessons that I had to learn. And you were right, baby. Baby, you were so right. I gave you a story. You gave me the gate. I wish you'd come back, but you say it's too late. I look kind of silly holding this bag. I guess I'll hold it until you come back. You said someday you'd pass me by, that I'd be telling you just one too many lies. And you was right, baby. Baby, you was so right. That I'd be telling you just one too many lies. You was right, baby. Baby, you was so right.
And you was right, baby. Baby, you was so right.
Smooth as an old gold, Peggy Lee. Now, what can we do to repay you?
Well, I'll tell you, Franklin. You and the Pipers could sing me something from Oklahoma.
Well, let me see what, for example. Maybe something like,
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
Well, it's not good, but short. Will you settle for that, Peggy?
Well, frankly, Franklin, I'd like to hear you and the Pied Pipers in Surrey with a fringe on top.
Well, Peg, as they say in the Navy, now hear this, now hear this.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with a fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high, step and stutter. Nosy folks will peek through their shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down, case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking, blinking, ain't no final rig I'm thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that tiny little story with a fringe on the top. On the top.
Yes, the wind will whistle as it rattle along. The cows will moo in the clover. The river will ripple out a whispered song. They whisper it over and over.
Two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no final rig I'm thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to stop
in that shiny little story with the fringe on the top. That funny little story that never wants to stop.
Finest little rig in the city.
If you don't go along, what a pity. In the city with the fringe on top.
End of story with the fringe on top. Beginning of I Fall in Love Too Easily. Arranged by the Mighty Star Doll for orchestra and yokel. I mean vocal.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart well too. Been through in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast.
Gee, Frank, that wasn't half bad.
Well, thanks a lot, Marvin Miller. Say, Marv, they tell me that you're not only a great announcer, but that you wobble a little bit. True or false?
Oh, I do a little bathroom baritone, Frank. Nothing that John Charles Thomas has to worry about, though.
But tell me, are you a long hair or a gait, Marv?
Well, I do folk songs, mainly. Like this one.
In 1492, a sailor from Italio went down the streets of olden Spain, a-shoutin' hot tamale-o.
Pretty sharp singing for 1492, kid.
But only 268 years later, in 1760, the Lorillard business was founded.
You can say that again.
In 1760, the Lorillard business was founded. Now, that's, that's nearly two centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. Yes, today in Old Gold, you enjoy the savory, smooth smoking goodness that results from nearly two centuries of tobacco experience. Well, we say that Old Golds are the crowning achievement of many generations of master tobacco craftsmen. You have a pleasant way to check the fact. Just light an Old Gold for the most eloquent proof of all, the tender, mellow flavor of its soft, gentle smoke.
You're kind of sold on Old Golds, aren't you, Marvin?
Well, frankly, yes.
Well, I like a perfect smoke now and then myself.
You mean Old Gold?
What else?
So good of you, Mr. Sinatra, cooperating in the commercials like this. You know?
Any Wednesday, Marv, old man, any Wednesday. You know what that music is? It's the music of a song called The House I Live In. A very important song about a very, very important subject known as tolerance. Now, I'm not the only person in America who feels deeply on this subject, so I know a lot of you can understand how thrilled I was recently to turn out a movie short about tolerance. And because so many of us see eye to eye on these problems, maybe it'll be okay if we do a little sneak preview of the picture, also called The House I Live In. It's produced by Frank Ross and directed by Mervyn LeRoy. The main action starts out with something like this. A gang of kids, 6, 7, 9, 10 of them, chasing one little dark-haired boy. The kid's sort of on the short end of things, so I guess I'd better move in. Now, take it easy. Now, wait, hold on. Just a minute here. What's going on? Looks like somebody's in for a licking. What's it all about, fellas?
None of your business.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're going to smear this kid.
Yeah, but 10 against 1, do you think that's very fair?
Well, we don't like him. We don't want him in our neighborhood or going to our school.
Well, what's the matter? Has he got smallpox or something? How about it, son? You done anything to these fellas?
Nothing. They don't like my religion.
Your religion?
Yeah, he's a dirty...
Now, wait a minute. Now I understand. You must be a bunch of those Nazi werewolves I've been reading about.
Are you screwy?
Not me. I'm an American.
What do you think we are?
Nazis.
Listen, don't call me a Nazi. My father's a sergeant in the army. He's been wounded even.
Wounded, huh? Say, I'll bet he was given some of that blood plasma.
Sure, he was wounded so bad he got blood plasma 3 times.
What's your name, son?
Tommy.
And this good-looking guy you've been chasing, what's your name?
My name's Danny.
Danny, tell me, anyone in your family ever go to the blood bank?
Sure, my father and my mother.
You hear that, Tom? You think that maybe his father's blood kept your dad alive? That's bad, isn't it?
What's bad about it?
Well, don't you see? Danny's father doesn't go to the same church as your father. That's awful, isn't it? You think perhaps if your dad knew about it in time, he would have wanted to die instead of taking blood from a man who had a different religion? Would you have wanted him to die, Tommy?
No.
Well, don't you see what I'm trying to tell you, fellas? Religion doesn't make any difference at all, except to a Nazi or somebody just as stupid. God created everybody, but God didn't create one people better than another. Your blood's the same as mine, Tommy, and mine's the same as Danny's. My dad came from Italy, but I'm an American. And should I hate your father because maybe he came from Ireland or France or Russia? Or wouldn't I be a fathead? You guys remember Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Well, the Japs sucked us and it didn't look like we could ever do anything about it. But then something very important happened a couple of days later. There was a Jap battleship, the Haruna, and one of our planes spotted it. You know what it takes to bomb a battleship. It takes guts and know-how and teamwork. And our guy sure needed plenty of it because that Jap was throwing up enough flak to get out and walk home on. But the pilot had only one thing on his mind, to get over that ship. Down through the flak, right over the stacks of the Haruna, and then the bombardier pushed the button and a 500-pound potato smacked that Jap right in the middle. They sank it. And every American threw his head back, it felt much better. The pilot of that ship was named Colin Kelly, an American and a Presbyterian. You know who dropped the bomb? It was a young boy named Meyer Levin, an American and a Jew. You think maybe they should have called the bombing off because they had different religions? Here's your good American heads, kids. Don't let anybody make suckers out of you. Well, I got to go back to work.
What do you work?
I sing.
Ah, you're kidding.
Oh, come on. Oh, come here, fellas. I want to tell you about a kind of a swell house. It's an American house that all of us live in. Tommy, Danny, and everybody in the 48th state.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see, a certain word, democracy.
What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. The place I work in, the worker by my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out, that's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the fear, the dream that's been a growing for 150 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people, that's America.
Well, so long, man.
So long, bye. Hey, Danny, you coming?
Me? Sure. Where did I pick up my book?
Here. Let me help you.
Put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart.
Well, neighbors, that about runs the black line to the last item on our agenda. So I guess I'll pack up my sheet music and go home. If you feel like listening next week, we'd love to have you listen. I don't know what tunes we'll be barking, but I'll lay you 8 to 5 that Stardor comes up with something mighty. 'Cause that's the mighty boy. Thanks to all and sundry who took a turn at our microphone tonight, and to you there at your radio. Good night.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday, the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. Say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliday. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.